The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome now on the WBEN live line, Steve Greenberg from Siena College. Steve, a new Siena poll out this morning showing that Elise Stefanik has gained ground on Governor Hochul in a potential governor's race. What's changed since the last poll we saw when Hochul was a runaway favorite on pretty much three candidates?
Well, what has changed is that at the moment, we're only looking at one potential Republican gubernatorial candidate, and that is Representative Elise Stefanik. Back in June, when we asked Hochul-Stefanik matchup, Hochul was ahead by 23 points, 47% to 24% for Stefanik. It's tightened up. Right now, 45% of registered voters, these are not likely gubernatorial voters next year, but registered New York State voters, 45% of them say they're with the incumbent governor, Kathy Hochul. 31% say they are with Representative Stefanik. So what was a 23-point lead is now a 14-point lead. And really, the biggest difference is Republicans. Republicans have come home to Stefanik. Back in June, she led among Republicans 55 to 15%, but now she leads among Republicans 75 to 13%.
Seems like a mixed bag for both Hochul and Stefanik. And, you know, on one hand, Hochul, you have job approval ratings up a little bit, but her lead against Stefanik down. For Stefanik, you have, some voters saying that they're familiar with her. She's up on Hochul a little bit, but you still have a majority of people saying she does not have the right experience to be governor.
Well, and if we also asked another question, we said, if Stefanik, who's going to announce whether she's running or not after November this year, if she runs and she wins, will that be good for New York or bad for New York? 37% of New Yorkers say Stefanik governor would be good for New York, but nearly a majority, certainly a plurality, 49% of New Yorkers say a governor Stefanik would be bad for New York. So by 12 points there, New York voters say that Stefanik would be bad. By 14 points, Hochul over Stefanik. We have a long way to go. If there's going to be a Democratic or Republican primary, that's still 10 months away. The general election is still 15 months away. A lot is going to happen. A lot is going to change the dynamics here. But I would say right now, more New Yorkers know Hochul, have a view about Hochul. Fewer New Yorkers know or have a view about Stefanik, which gives Stefanik more room to grow, both positively and negatively, depending on what happens during the course of the campaign over the next several months.
It's interesting to look at. The poll also asking New York voters their opinion on new and proposed laws, and also this that we heard the governor talk about over the weekend, that proposed amendment to the state constitution that would allow the state to redraw congressional district lines mid-decade. What did the voters say about that?
Voters are not thrilled with that. Very mixed. Right now, 35% of voters support a constitutional amendment to allow mid-decade redistricting if other states do it. 34% oppose, so pretty much directly even. Democrats support it by a 45 to 29% margin. Republicans oppose it by a 42 to 24% margin.
Well, Steve, we thank you as always for the time. Great to hear from you. Steve Greenberg with Siena Research.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.